Blog Talk Radio.
And tonight going to be talking about a lot of Atlanta sports talk. Of course, first and foremost, we'll be talking about the Hawks, but I will be remiss if I don't say something about Paul George. As we all probably know at this point, he is out for the 2014 season due to a broken leg as he was playing for or practicing with Team USA. And it was pretty brutal. If for all who saw it live, you know, it'll be something that they never forget. I saw the replay the one time, and that's all I needed to see. It's pretty devastating. But, you know, at the end of the day, he wanted to be there. All the players wanted to be there, and it's a risk. And, you know, ESPN Radio today mentioned first time in 22 years a major injury has taken out an NBA player. You know, so it's not one of those things that it's, you know, a regular occurrence or whatnot, but at the same time, it was a brutal enough injury for, I'm sure, a few NBA players to think twice, and definitely the NBA teams to maybe reconsider a little bit whether or not it's something that they'll have their superstar players or star players or important players participate in. But, you know, definitely shout out to Paul and his family. You know, he'll get well. We'll see him again in 2015. That being said, tonight we are talking about the Hawks. You know, we still have money on the table. Are there any more moves that are going to be made? We know we have the rumors about Moreau, Popcorn, and Millsap being traded. Is that going to happen? Where will the Hawks stand in the East with Kevin Love obviously now going to the Cavs? Rose looks really good so far. So, you know, the Bulls are going to be back. And also with, you know, Paul George being gone, with Indy, Stevenson is gone, how are they going to score the ball? Talking about the Falcons also, they play their first game this week, but we already have lost a player. Hageman is gone, you know, broken wrist, I believe it is, 6 to 8 weeks more than likely. How is that going to, you know, play a part in the Falcons' early season? And one of my comments, you know, can anything be done to limit injuries in the preseason? This happens every year, and some of them are pretty much year-ending sometimes. So can anything be done about that with the NFL? Also, Braves, my comments in the last 24 hours, I'm a proponent now that the season is over. They can't score. They won't score, they can't score, or the combination of the two. But pretty much I'm kind of just tired of looking at it because now it's just getting embarrassing as far as I'm concerned, because, again, it all goes back to ownership, I guess, you know, but at a certain point somebody has to be held responsible for the garbage, you know. And at the end of the day, they're going to build a new stadium. Who's going to fill the stadium up if no one cares that they're going to win? I mean, it kind of makes sense for the fans to finally put a stand or make a stand, I should say, and not show up. If you only have 500,000 people coming to the new baseball stadium, they're not paying any bills with that. You know, if nobody watches any TV, I'm not saying we need to boycott, but I'm saying 10 years ago maybe we should have, or 5 years ago or 7 years ago after the big three, Glavine and Maddox and everybody were gone, and it was obviously, you know, they weren't going to try to replace anybody seriously, something should have been done then, because that lackadaisical attitude stayed, and this is the result. We can't hit. We can't score runs to save our lives. So that's another topic. So 646-652-4479, if you're listening in, of course, thank you. But if you have an opinion on some of these topics, let me make sure I hadn't gone through all of them. I think there was one more. No, that was it. Well, the end point of the Braves situation is what can they do next year? Because, again, this year is over. So that was all the topics for tonight. If you want to carry on anymore, from Atlanta Hawks Nation, somebody posted, I guess it's a current picture of LeBron James. I think it was, who was it? Javaris says it looks like LeBron is on crack. I asked whether or not it was a pre-2002 kind of a picture, although back then he didn't have the beard. Now, I just thought about that, so I don't know. But, again, what I had said was if this isn't him, I believe popcorn will dunk on him a couple of times this year. And I don't think Love should go there. If Love sees that picture, I wouldn't go to Cleveland with him looking like that. That's just me. So that could be another subject matter. Again, the number to call in, 646-652-4479. I would be remiss, if I didn't mention that I do have, actually, you know what, I haven't watched it yet. That's my fault. I do have a chat room on the show here, and I will go ahead and launch it for those who might be at work for whatever reason. And they would like to call in, but they can't, but they can at least throw in a comment or two, and I will answer it accordingly. And as I also mentioned, I will be browsing Atlanta Hawks Nation on Facebook. So if you have a comment or even a question, I will be monitoring that throughout the evening. If I do get callers up against my last break of the night, I will try to make sure I get all callers in. As best as possible, what I'm doing right now is I am scrolling Atlanta Hawks Nation. I don't see anything that just popped up just yet. Oh, well, I guess also the other topic would be Team USA cut a few people. Bill, John Wall, Paul Millsap, no longer going to be on the roster. Is that a big deal or not? You know, according to who has left. So that's another topic. So I am going to make sure I don't have a caller first. Okay, I don't. I'm going to take a break, a quick break. 646-652-4479. When I come back, call in if you're listening. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you're a football fan, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a badminton fan, whatever. Also, I am doing a poll. If you're on Atlanta Hawks Nation and you saw the photo of the young lady, I am considering trying to have her on as a guest. For all my male audience members, if you'd like to have her on, I need to know. Give me a shout. Let me know. I'm not going to say her name or anything. You have to respond. So stop being lazy. Call in. Do a message. It takes like seconds to do. This is Chris. I am Team Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back. Thank you. All right, it's Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back on the air from a quick little break. First and foremost, be reminded that my company, Innovative Modeling Talent Management, is bringing the show to you. Visit my site, www.imtmworldwide.com. I do a lot. Let's see, who else can I do a quick shout-out to while I'm thinking about it? SFI-TV and Cape Coral, Fort Myers area, Florida. They're actually in the production stages of doing my first film called Girlfriend Please. Troy Nelson is the director, so giving him a shout-out real quick. I have some other things coming up. As I mentioned, I do want to I'm actually working on a website for the young lady that I sent the picture on, Atlanta Hawks Nation. Again, I'm not going to tell too much until I have more stuff ready to go. But I am thinking about having her as a special guest. She is in the Atlanta market, so she's really nice. She does a lot. She sings. I've heard one of her songs, so she's going to be doing some stuff soon. That's all for now, so our shout-outs, my advertising period for the night. All right, let's see. Let me go back through my topics, and I'll pick one to talk about for a minute. Let's see. All right, let's do the easy one. Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver possibly going to the Pistons for Greg Monroe. Now, my take on this is that – hold on one moment. All right, one of the members of Atlanta Hawks Nation says that they can't see the link, but I've posted it like a billion times. Shout out to ZM, but let's see if she knows how to use computer. I'm calling her out. Anyway, my whole take is if you're going to swap out Greg Monroe for Paul Millsap, if that's what you have to do or you want to do it, I don't think it'll be, you know, the end of the world. Now, some people, because they don't know anything about basketball, haven't watched a game ever, don't really understand basketball, what's the word I'm looking for, basketball acumen. In regards to if you look at Greg Monroe's numbers accordingly, he's more than a productive player in the post. He rebounds. He's averaging 9 rebounds a game in the last 3 seasons, actually. He's giving you 13, 14, 15 points. That's really according to who's playing with him. You know, last year was just a disaster. Okay, I believe you can get more than that if it got down to it. So then it's a matter of, okay, well, in our offense, would it work out? Now, the dude is not, like, slow, for one thing, okay? But he's a post player. So when you have a post player and we have all these shooters, really, why wouldn't he work out? He's bigger than Paul, for one thing, also, okay? And you also have Al still. So if it happens, you know, I say go for it, you know? And he's also 5 years younger. Now, as far as throwing popcorn in there, I think that's overkill. I know the Pistons would love him because they'd have a legit shooter, and guess what? Josh Smith couldn't shoot no more because why in the world would you try to outshoot Kyle Korver? But then again, he was here in Atlanta, and he tried to outshoot all the shooters that we had. So that's another question. Stan Van Gundy, though, probably is going to try to do it. We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen. There's no way. I don't think they'll trade Kyle Korver. I don't think so. But that's just my opinion. But we'll see. You know, I think there is a move. We have enough players, and what's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for words tonight. It's terrible, isn't it? We have enough players to compensate for another player not being here. My whole thing is, can we rebound? Will we rebound? Will we, you know, adjust some shots in the air? You see what I'm saying? Will we play pick-and-roll defense? Will we play perimeter defense? And it's the whole team, not just one player. And that's my whole thing about this whole small forward position debacle that people keep crying about and everything, is that we have players. We just have to make sure that they play. They got to make sure that they're in the right place. And all the time, where that goes into continuity. You lose 180 games, that means not a lot of players played together for a period of time. And when they did, what did the Hawks do? They made the playoffs. Think about it. Remember that. They won a lot of games going into the end of the season. We beat some pretty good teams, too, during that stretch. And people forget that for some stupid reason. I don't know why. And we almost eliminated Indy. Indy wasn't hurt. Indy didn't have an injury in the world. Did they? Nope. We just didn't win, unfortunately. But, again, what if we had had some of our players back, you see what I'm saying, going into the playoffs? You know, like I said, this out alone would have mattered. You know, if it was just four games, think about that. Okay, 38-39, 40-41. We would have ended 500. If we had Al, and we just say he attributes to four games, period, right? Those four games probably got us out of eighth place, and we wouldn't even have played Indiana. We would have played someone else, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the Hawks are going to be more than competitors this year, and people want to try to hate on my 55-win prediction. I'm going to stick to it, and when they hit it, I'm going to just look at y'all like y'all crazy, right? So that would be the Hawks. I'll throw in some Falcons real quick. I'm disappointed that Hageman is not going to be there. But he's not going to miss more probably since he's out so early. You know, you got the whole preseason. I think they play, four games are scheduled. So that goes into September, mid-September possibly, late September at worst, and he'll be back. He's going to miss a lot of reps, though, a lot of time. That's going to be damaging. But we already were short a little bit, you know, because, you know, Perry, I think it was, retired. So, I don't know. Well, at worst, hey, Croy, instead of him playing linebacker, he can go back to DT or DE, whatever, right? So I think we got enough. It's just a matter of scheme and effort. You know, I think we're better. I believe more than enough to improve on what we did last year, because last year was just horrible. I mean, we lost 12 games, but six of those games by less than 7 points. So that says a lot, you know. And you know, it's a game of inches, right? So the Falcons, that's about this year. Again, I don't know. I haven't given out a prediction as far as win total yet, because I still want to see a little bit. So that's exciting that, you know, football season is here. Who wants to talk football? You can call in at 646-652-4479. I'm a demand that people learn how to use the computer. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, it's very simple to me. Whether or not you got a tablet, desktop, laptop, computer, you click on the link and the show pulls up. The number is there, 646, everything. Chat room, you know, can log in. Actually, let me make sure. I always forget to actually check the chat room because nobody's in there. The first time I actually did a show, I had, like, all these people in chat and didn't even log in, and I got cussed out because of that. So I try to check it all the time now. So if you're at work or you're in the bed and you don't want to talk, you can, you know, throw your chats in there, and I'll answer accordingly, as I mentioned. And I'm going to go back to the Atlanta Hawks Nation and see if anybody has actually signed in. And not signed in, but left a comment of any kind. Yeah, see, I'm sorry. I can't do but so much. When I'm on the air, I'm on the air. I can't go through a physical school instruction type of thing. I'm sorry, but that's why I post so many times. I post 4 or 5 times in the evening over a couple of hours sometimes to let people know, and the link is there. It pulls. I just clicked on it. So, you know, it's there, and I'm on the air, obviously. Anyway, what sport did I miss? Baseball, okay. The Atlanta Braves. And I posted a lot of stats over the last couple of days just to prove things. But, again, it's a telling sign when, you know, we have the top in the National League and in baseball, period, we're in the top 5 in baseball with ERA, which means we do prevent people from scoring. Unfortunately, we're in the bottom of the league when it comes to scoring. When you can only get up 3, and I don't want to hear this everybody else in the league crap, everybody else in the league is hitting situational as well. If they only score 3 runs, But their team only really did only give up two runs. Guess what? They win. Well, it's a tie. Guess what? We're running on second. Somehow that person gets home. The average means a lot, though, when that average is below three. And a lot of times that's where we end up at. And we've lost so many one-run ball games, it doesn't even make any sense anymore. Extra inning ball games, how many of those have we lost this year? And we have the pitching staff to get us into those situations, but we do not have the hitting, and no one can ignore it anymore. How many games have we lost in a row? It's math, you know. You can't get around it. Now, as far as what can be done about it, I mean, it took forever to get rid of Ugla. It looks like it probably going to take forever to get rid of B.J. Upton. I don't know. I really have said from a long time ago, until he finally changed his stupid lineup, that they should have got rid of Hayward. First of all, he's not a leadoff hitter. You know, if he had the speed, you know, if he had, again, the word acumen to get on base and steal second every time and then steal third and then steal home, okay, fine. But he doesn't. But then he also is not a power hitter. So what is he good for? I mean, he's okay defensively, but he ain't Ken Griffey freaking Jr., right? So there's probably a team, though, who would like him and his style of play and how he hits and all this kind of stuff and crap and give up something. Package deal, you know, throw him in with a triple-A guy and get a legit bat. Like I said, Boston could do it. Why couldn't we do it? Why couldn't we have gotten assessed for this? We have enough starting pitching between the major leagues and triple-A to have gotten Cespedes his 17 home runs plus. He's probably gonna hit, you know, I don't know, it's August now, August, September. He's still got a shot to hit 25, 29, you know, in this year. You know, I don't know what the Braves are doing, and if it's still a matter of paying somebody to hit, let's get Fred McGriff back. Looks like I got a caller. Let's see what they're talking about. Let me bring them on in. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what up, Chris? This is Jamal from Atlanta Hawks Nation.
Hey, it's Jamal, the man from Atlanta Hawks Nation. One of what's the word? I'm losing words today. I'll just say he's one of the main people off the Facebook page of the Atlanta Hawks Nation page. Thank you for calling in. So have you picked a topic that you would like to discuss, Jamal? You got about 3 minutes or so, I give you, to kind of go through some of them. Or you want to talk Hawks, Braves, Falcons, trades, injuries, Paul George, what you want to talk about?
Well, I kind of start with Paul George because I know we haven't really talked about it on Wax. I know we've been talking about it on the page, but man, just a terrible injury. You know, I know we kind of had that post a few days ago about the worst injuries we've seen in sports, and to me, that's got to be one of the worst ones, especially the circumstances of it being a scrimmage game per se, and somebody just goes down like that. I mean, to me, it looked worse than the Kevin Ware injury.
Yeah, I really did actually try to avoid even seeing it. My dad actually had, you know, told me about it initially because I wasn't privy to the game and whatnot. And then finally I decided to go ahead and see the replay, and it was as gruesome as everybody's been saying. It's pretty devastating, like you mentioned, and, you know, long term, you know, again, it's one of those things, well, did they do a good job of surgically repairing it and all that kind of good stuff? But then the mental part of it, he always was going to know that that happened. And I remember when I hurt my knee years ago and got carried off the court and all that kind of stuff and went through rehab and everything. And I know I've never been the same. I never drove into the lane like I used to. I never, you know, in certain cases, jumped like I used to because my mind just won't let me. So, but in his case, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money, so he's going to have to do something, right? But yeah, it's pretty devastating there, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got to be happy he signed that extension last year. I mean, he signed it, you know, looking back on it, it's good that he signed that 5-year, $90 million extension because now he's got some financial security, and I know the Pacers are going to do everything they can to take care of him. But, you know, like he's saying, man, the mental aspect is just, you know, when you – when you have an injury like that, you know, a lot of it, you know, when you talk about a lot of athletes that have devastating injuries, a lot of them say that it's mostly mental. You know, it's probably going to be 70% mental and 30% physical for Paul George. And, you know, I know,
yeah.
You know, the prognosis, they're saying probably 9 to 12 months, but, you know, look at Derrick Rose. You know, he's pretty much still trying to come back after 2 years. So it's definitely mental. I think it's going to be mental for him.
Yeah, and I just remember, like, the first thing I thought of when I heard about it was that he had just finished talking about how he's going to be scoring, you know, over 25 a game this year, average, you know, because he knew that was going to be needed because Lance was gone. And, you know, big goofy guy in the middle, you know, telling what he might do. So he knew he had to score. So what you think about the Hawks and this potential trade being talked about, rumors? You know, I haven't played my rumors video lately, but I should have played it today for sure. What do you think about the possible Monroe, Millsap, and Popcorn going?
I don't put any stock into that, Chris, man. To me, that's just a lot of hearsay. You know, it's a lot of people just trying to throw out rumors. I mean, one thing we've come to know about Danny Ferry is that, you know, he does a lot of stuff on the, you know, without letting the media know about it. I mean, we didn't know anything about Paul Millsap last year, and he got him at a bargain basement price. So, you know, for people to throw out this, you know, Popcorn and Millsap deal for Monroe, I don't like it because, of course, you know, I love what Korver brings to the team, and I've come to appreciate Millsap, but to me, I don't think it's worth putting all that into Monroe. And I mean, are they talking about really maxing out Monroe? I mean, I heard some talk about it.
Well, I mean, the thing of it, here's the thing, and it hasn't really been talked in detail because we just don't know if it's really real. Let me make sure I got enough time to talk about this real quick. Okay, I will get it real quick. Whether or not Monroe is signing a long-term deal, you know, Love is like, you know, he ain't signing a long-term deal unless he goes to the Cavs, as far as, you know, leverage and all this kind of jibber-jabber. But Greg Monroe might not, just because of the principle of it all, but then again, he might because he believes that Atlanta could do better. But that's a whole other thing, too, is that, you know, with Atlanta wanting to, you know, try to max him out. And I've mentioned his stats before. I mean, he couldn't hit no, like, real, like, big deal because even though his stats were solid, it's not like he's done stupendously big. I mean, if it was Drummond, we'd be talking different story here. And even in that case, if we were talking Drummond, we might have to give up Popcorn for that, okay? Like, for real, for real. Heck, we might not have to give up Al, you know? But we're talking about Greg, and like I said, we're talking about a solid 15-9 guy. Those 9 defensive rebounds a game means that there was 9 opportunities the other team can't score. That's a big deal because we got killed last year on that. So that's that. Yeah, it's interesting to talk about, but we got to see how it plays out. You're correct about Millsap. We never knew about that until it happened, so we just have to kind of wait and see. But I'm pretty sure we're going to keep Popcorn. He's a very integral part of our offense. You got about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to throw out there, Jamal?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I heard you talking about the Braves, and, you know, it definitely looks like it's just another year of what is. We can't buy a hit right now. We didn't do anything at the deadline. You know, I look at the teams like, you know, the Detroit Tigers. They got Price, and so they got a three-man. They got pretty much what we had in the late 90s with 3 aces on their staff. Oakland stocking up, man. It just sucks to see the Braves just sit there and just be content being average. And I really hate that. Falcons really quick, man. I'm excited about the preseason. I really want to see. I'm kind of like you. I want to wait to see what the preseason looks like before I make a prediction. But I still hold true that they're going to have a good year, man. It's going to be a bounce back year. And hopefully between them and the Dream, I think one of them two are going to get us a championship this year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Dream. Well, listen, I got to go. Show's over for tonight, but I'm going to do another show real quick. I appreciate you calling in, Jamal. All right, everyone, that's my show for tonight. Y'all talk care. Chris, I am playing Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why? You're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition.